Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture from Dakota Pest on this Tuesday, well, it looks like a lot of activities will take place tomorrow. But before we get there, there are numerous questions surrounding foot and mouth disease. What would happen if FMD broke out on your farm? Now, how fast would it spread? The National Pork Board is working to answer those questions through crisis preparedness. Pork Checkoff spokesperson Cindy Cunningham says it's best to think about a crisis before it happens.
One of the things the Pork Checkoff is trying to do is to work with pork producers to help them be prepared should they have to face an event like a foot and mouth disease or a foreign animal disease outbreak. We haven't had foot and mouth disease in the United States since 1929, and we hope that we never have to deal with that. But as an industry, we want to make sure that something that could devastate our industry, like foot and mouth disease or foreign animal disease, that we're prepared to deal with that. Being prepared really is about understanding what needs to be done in advance of a situation, what can be done during that situation, and then how we would return to business as usual after that situation.
Now, there is a cooperative effort to prepare for a foreign animal disease like FMD.
One of the things that we find most interesting about the response and preparation for foot and mouth disease actually is a cross-species team, which involves beef, dairy, pork, and lamb, all working together to make sure that we are preparing for a foot and mouth disease outbreak should one occur in the U.S., since it would impact all of our industries and impact cloven-hoofed animals.
Well, the Pork Checkoff recently partnered with the Oklahoma Pork Council to run a tabletop FMD preparation exercise. This what-if exercise helps farmers, industry officials, and government officials think about a crisis before it actually happens. Well, tomorrow, second day of Dakota Fest in Mitchell, South Dakota. Of course, a lot of activities going on for the remainder of the afternoon today, but also throughout the morning hours today. But tomorrow, looks like free donuts get underway at 9:30 in the morning until 4 o'clock. Now, at Farm Fest last week, it was pretty much gone in an hour. Looks like they're going till 4 o'clock tomorrow here at Dakota Fest. Now, we talked earlier about 9:30 in the morning. Farm smarter. You can protect your farm from bad business planning, divorces, nursing homes, and more. It's sponsored by Legacy Law Firm. Talked about it earlier. Gets underway at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Also at 10 o'clock, Farm Plus, adding value through value-added ag and agritourism, and a panel presentation will take place at the SDSU booth number 600. What's ahead for the soybean and corn prices? Well, South Dakota Soybean Booth. That would be SR6. They're putting that program on at 10 o'clock as well. And a Farm Bill Forum gets underway at 10:30 tomorrow morning. And that'll be at the Northwest Vet Tent here at Dakota Fest. You're listening to Inside Agriculture from 2017 Dakota Fest in Mitchell. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.